Welcome to the Williams Neekin YB Herton phone conference line.
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Donna. How are you this morning?
Great, Donna. And you?
Good.
You ready for another week?
Oh, yeah. How about you?
I'm here. Ready, willing, and able.
Oh, good.
Not too prepared this morning, but we'll get through it with everybody's help.
That's true. How's the weather up there?
Well, yesterday it was pretty nice. I even went out and got the yard mowed, and it quit raining for a couple days. But I guess we're going to have some more rain today, and we're headed into the spring. This last week we've been in the 50s, and during the day in the low, high 30s, low 40s at night.
It's nice and sunny here today. We had rain over the weekend, and they say, I think tonight or tomorrow night, it's supposed to get like about freezing again.
Yeah, I was listening to the weather report last night, and the weatherman said it looks like the freezing days are possibly gone. But I know one thing, and I hope that's true. You know, people want to get out and start planting gardens or doing whatever, but...
Do you plant a garden?
No, I don't.
Did your parents ever used to do that?
Grandma and Grandpa did, here on the farm. They had a very, very big garden, and Grandma did all the canning and baking, and, you know, it was a big thing to come out here to the ranch because Mom, Dad, and my sister and I lived in town. But I loved the ranch, and I had horses and my own little herd of cattle and when I was growing up, and it was just a pleasure to come out here to the ranch and open up the freezer and pull out a nice big apple pie she had frozen, or go into the pantry where she had shelves and just shelves of canned type foods and fruits. And they originally, when they bought the place back in 1945, it had a small orchard on it.
Wow.
Apples and plums and petites, and they do a lot of picking of the fruit. And Grandma worked down at the cannery down by on the Puget Sound, and they would it was a big enough orchard to where they'd actually get these big boxes of apples like you see them picking on apples now, and they'd take them down, sell them to the cannery, and do whatever. But she was really the canner and the baker.
Oh,
freezer
wow.
was a treasure chest back in those days. Of course, they had their own cattle, so they did their own butchering and all that sort of stuff. But we pretty well much lived off the land. Well, it's quite a few years ago. I'm 70. Early 50s and 60s, you know, when they had the big garden and everything else.
And food tasted better then, didn't it? Don't you think so?
Oh, I can't remember, but I'm sure it did. You know, I think of all the things they're putting in food nowadays, and but how they've tried to hoodwink the public and putting foods in it or chemicals in it that basically, and I know this got to the point to where I just sometimes wonder if we really taste our taste buds haven't been so addicted to these flavors that we've been getting over the years and the different things they're putting in our bodies, that if our tongues and our taste buds aren't affected to where we really can't sometimes. And I think that might be true in regards to when we go to eat fresh or whole foods or whatever, sometimes they just don't really taste that good. But they say taste buds change about every 30 days, so that, you know, if you can eat something and like it for 30 days, or kid yourself you like it, that eventually the taste buds will come into effect and give you the real true flavor of whatever it is we're eating or tasting.
Good morning.
Morning, Mary Lou.
Good morning. I hear some other people have joined us as well. I see Donna's here. Hi, Donna.
Hi,
Mary Lou. That's
Mary
okay.
Lou, that's it. I want to say Mary Ann, but it's Mary Lou.
There's a lot of two named Marys.
Right.
Okay. Well, I don't know who all has, if there's any other people that are on that would like to speak up. Monty and I are going to kind of do the call today together. And Donna, you can chime in too, because this is usually Ruth's day. And she's in Texas, so here we are. Usually on Monday, doesn't she go over the whole program again? But
yes,
we're not going to do that if we don't have any more guests on here.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, there's some people on the call that aren't on the WebEx.
Okay, I forget how to check that.
Be nice if one of them was Ruth.
You're right. I've already talked to her this morning. I asked her. I don't think she's coming.
I don't see Karen on the call this morning.
No. No, I don't see her either. Well, I had a couple of opportunities this weekend to share. The lady next door, she's an elderly lady, has just been run through a whole bunch of tests, and they think that she has, at first they were afraid that she had cancer because her kidneys have quit working at about, they're working at about 25%. And then they sent all of her tests and everything to a whole panel of doctors, and they got back to her on Friday, I think it was, and they told her that they really believe that she has an inflammation of kidneys.
Wow.
And, yeah, inflammation of kidneys. And so I said, what are they going to? Of course, that gave me the opportunity to talk to her about foods. And her daughter is a nurse, and her daughter was there with her. I think this is going to be a great opportunity. I may be able to talk to her daughter. But anyway, talked to her quite a bit about, you know, what she eats and all of that. And I'm actually shrinking her down one of the food charts today to get over there to her. I gave her some good ideas about things, you know, that she already loves to eat, and told her how simple this was going to be. But anyway, they put her on prednisone, and it seemed to me that she said, Larry, and I can't remember, I think I was in shock, because I've only known of prednisone being taken in, you know, for short periods of time, but it seemed to me they're going to have her on it, like, for 3 months and then start taking her down. They're going to be watching her real close to see if, when the inflammation goes out. But already, she's only been on it a day or two and couldn't sleep. Dear, oh, scary. So anyway, she's very open to listening to talking about food. And I've talked to her before about the water, maybe the opportunity to address that again, but I'll tell you, sometimes when they get to be in their mid-80s, they are so set in their ways that it's like hitting your head against the wall. But anyway, she knows I care, so that's all I can do. Maybe this, all this information we have about inflammation, I was supposed to get just to help her. So we'll see.
Well, I certainly believe that, what your last comment was, and I think that any time, you know, we're in a business that deals with health and everything else, that anytime we can be more, have more knowledge about things, it, again, it's just like the back door of getting in and talking to people and helping people. And, you know, I feel I've, from the old program to this program, I've certainly learned a whole lot more about healthy eating and what's good or bad for my body. And, you know, I went through that kidney problem, too, here not too, well, while I was taking care of mother, I really they talk about caregivers and how they sometimes fall apart because of stress or whatever, but I think in eating these new kind of foods that we got, that that's really, really helped me. And I know my doctor is very pleased. Of course, he puts it on, he thinks doing the job, but that good old healthy acid, alkaline, and really realizing what I'm doing to my body. I think it's very important for us.
the doctor is in total agreement with you on that, huh?
Yeah, he's totally. Well, I have not yet really discussed with him what I'm doing. I told him I went to a plant-based diet. He knows all that and everything else. But one thing I think about doctors, I think it's really hard for them to really think that people can turn themselves around so quickly in regards to having bad test results. And, you know, that's all I can base it on. And he can base it on. But I just don't think they really... Oh, they might say, "Oh, great, that's good," and whatever, you know. And it's just like when I go to my doctor, because being a diabetic, you know, I've had, they call them little blood bursts. My blood vessels in the back of my eye break, and he's actually amazed at how my blood vessels in the back of my eye have not really had the problems that most diabetics have with as long as I've had it. And I know there was times that I've had to have laser treatment and that sort of stuff for my eyes. And then when I went to eating better and eating healthier and drinking good water and taking good nutrition, that how my eyes have really come about. And when I tell him about those kind of things, it's kind of like, oh, yeah, that's good. But, you know, your eyes, they kind of, it's almost like it's a disbelief that things can happen. And I really believe eating the proper foods and giving that to our body, which in turn allows our body to function the way that it needs to function and correct itself and all the things that kind of get in our body. I really believe that the plant life, plant food, and eating good, low, lean protein-type foods, as far as protein go. Of course, we get a lot of proteins in the fruits and vegetables, but I just don't think they kind of really think things can happen as fast as they do on natural stuff.
Right. Right. Okay, we've had some other people join us. Would you like to speak up and tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Karen Eastwood from Cleveland.
Good morning, Karen.
Hi.
Thanks for speaking up.
Yeah. I got on a little late. I wasn't really sure whether the program was going or whether you guys were just having a discussion.
Well, we see that we have Donna Monty and myself on here, and now you, and so we were talking, we got on the conversation. My neighbor just found out that she has inflammation of kidneys, so he gave me an opportunity to talk to her about, you know, of course they've put her on prednisone, but... And they're going to be checking her frequently, and the faster we can get her numbers looking better, the better off she's going to be, because nobody wants to be on that zone for very long.
When she talked about the food, did she talk about the red meat and that kind of stuff? Was she eating a lot of that or not?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
They like a lot of seafood, but I will talk to her about that for sure.
Well, the trouble with seafood, you know, and that is that seafood carries an awful lot of mercury in it.
Uh-huh.
And I know sometimes that can be pretty bad, but usually seafood carries quite a bit of good omega-3s and that sort of stuff. The only problem you got to watch with seafood is that they claim the smaller the fish, the better, you know. But it's like, you know, salmon is considered to have most of the omega-3s. And I could never figure out when I'd go to a buffet. I don't know if you ever accomplished this, but ever had this happen to you. But you go to a buffet, and you're out, and you go there, and you go over, and there's a fish that's in there, and usually it's a white fish.
Uh-huh.
I really kind of looked at that as having kind of just... To me, it was kind of going to be a real, probably the reason they put it on the buffet line every day, is it's kind of a real cheap fish. But as far as omega-3s go, it's rated as number 2 in regards to omega-3s.
What is, the whitefish?
Whitefish that you usually see on buffets.
Is it tilapia or cod or what is it? Do you know?
It's called a whitefish. Is all it's called. And I think it comes out of Alaska, that area up in there. But you know, like salmon carries an omega-3 of 2.5 in grams, okay, based upon 4 ounces now we're talking about, where you look at tilapia, and it's a 0.2. Whitefish is second on the list, then comes mackerel, 1.5, and sardines, 1.3, and then we get down into salmon, canned pink, and it's drained, canned. And I know you can get at Costco, they have two different types of salmon. They have called a sockeye, and then they have a pink salmon. And the sockeye would be in the 2.5, but the pink salmon on the chart that I'm looking at right now shows a 1.0. And halibut is a 0.6. And a lot of the fish that we eat, you know, like sole, crab, scallops, those kind of stuff are 0.6 and 4 and whatever. But what it got me was the fish we're talking to, tilapia, is that how it's called, wherever it is?
Yeah, I think so.
It's got very, very high in omega-3s at all. It's like I said, 0.2.
My goodness. Did you say the sockeye salmon was 2.5?
It says here, salmon, wild Alaska, okay?
Yeah.
4 ounces, 2.5 in omega-3, and that's per gram, grams. 2.5 grams.
Wow.
Of course, you can pay, I forget what I paid last time, it was at Costco. I paid, I think it was six something, or maybe it was $8 or $9 for six cans, but the sockeye was only three cans in it, but it was about $9 and something like that. But you can really tell the difference just in looking at it, you know, as far as color goes. Here again, we go back to our plants. What are we always taught about antioxidants? But the more color you can eat, the more brilliant the color of a plant, usually the better it is for us as far as antioxidants go.
Okay. Well, we do have quite a few people on the call that are not on showing up on the WebEx this morning. So anyway, I will definitely talk to my neighbor about that. They eat in restaurants an awful lot. I've got to really sit down and have a long conversation with her. And I wish her daughter was here because, as I said, her daughter is an RN and she's very open. So I'll get the opportunity, I'm sure, to talk to her as well. So I don't know who all we do have on the call, but Ruth is not here this morning, and we're basically chatting about the mostly alkaline foods that we want to be sure to take into our body. And it's unfortunate that you're just on the phone because you can't see the lovely charts, but I think that the charts are all available. Are they all available now on
ybhurton.biz? Yes.
ybhurton.biz. And also, this call is being recorded. Where is that? Monty?
Allswell.org.
Okay, allswell.org. So we're chatting this morning about how beneficial this is and how people come into our lives, and this is just great information for us to know, but also to be living it. And this has been a great, great way for us to be changing our diet. Does anybody on the call have, I guess, what I would call a testimony? Why, or, you know, have you noticed a big difference? You know, we're going on almost, soon it'll be, we've been on this program soon 3 months. And we want to bring other people on this next quarter as well, because the information is absolutely priceless. And we want to help as many people as we can. But does anybody, I've noticed a big difference. I can start with me. I started the program on January 9th. That's what I have written down. I don't know where I was that first week, you guys. Maybe I just was listening, testing the waters. But, you know, I feel a lot better. I'm about ready to go back and have blood work done again. I did have that done in January. And just to see what kind of results have happened, I've released a little bit of weight, but more than that, I'm not having a terrible heartburn that I would get. It seemed like I could never pinpoint what on earth I was eating that was giving that to me, but I just seemed to have inflammation all the time. And I haven't suffered with that at all on this entire program. It's gotten me out moving again, whereas I was just getting to be sit at my desk chair or move to a lawn chair. And anyway, it's gotten me excited enough to get out and get myself moving, and I've noticed a big difference there. So, anybody else?
Well, this is Kathleen, and I'm sorry I didn't make it at the very beginning, but I have about 4 food allergies that I know, and then I just have trouble with digestion, and this is helping me a lot. I still have to pick and choose, even among it. I got on, Monty kept telling how good the muffins are on Kathy Abascal's recipe, and I got on that, and I love those, but then I think maybe I had a real downer, so I'm trying to think maybe too many almonds all at once. And it's kind of a testy thing, but it's so great to have these charts and have them all listed where they are, and to have this call, it really helps. It's a group support. And I'm looking at going to Pathfinder Summit Thursday, and I have gluten, dairy, soy, and corn allergy, and that's in almost everything you can pick up in an airport or a restaurant. And I'm looking for suggestions. I'm wondering if I made those quinoa cakes. I don't know if any of you have made those. I wonder if those would be good to travel with.
I don't know. I haven't made them. Is anybody else? Quinoa cakes, that sounds good.
I haven't made them either.
It's in Kathy Abascal's book, and it would be something she talks about that's in the right range, and that would... Otherwise, I have survived by using the Body Balance, and I can buy, usually can buy a can of V8 juice, the regular V8 juice somewhere. The first time they put that out, I stirred the Body Balance into it, and it made a meal for me, or at least a snack enough to get along.
Good for you.
And so I'm looking for more things. But I sure appreciate this course so very, very much, and I have improved my health, and the more I abide by it, the better I am. And
what a good point for you to be planning ahead of time what you could take down there to eat. I'm going as well, and I haven't gotten that far yet. So, Kathleen, maybe...
Well, I go hungry if I don't, and it's not fun.
No.
It's not healthy at all.
Yeah, and I can't eat, I'm like you, I can't eat a lot of almonds. I can eat a few, you know, but I can't eat a lot of them either. So,
and I used to take a little baggie of them, and I'd take a little baggie of dates and a little baggie of figs. But then maybe sometimes too much is too much of some of those too. But they are good. They carry well, and it's something. And it's probably in the right range.
Right,
traveling is when I'm challenged the biggest at being able to stay true to this way of eating, so I don't envy you two.
I know.
Well, you can't always just step up and ask somebody who cooked the food what's in it, and
no.
Then you've got to trust what somebody tells you, or trust your own instinct mostly. And I guess that's why I'm so thankful to have the Vital Health and all of this help that has been provided by NECAN that we have, to have a background to draw upon when I'm in the pinch.
Right,
well,
and Kathleen, what Kathleen's talking about on here is paying attention to our body, listening to our own body. She knows when she's eating something that her body doesn't like, because we're all put together differently. We all have our own challenges. So, were you speaking there, Monty? I'm sorry.
Well, no, I was just saying, you know, that I think when we take the types of food, the better foods that we're now learning about in regards to alkaline and acidic, and I know that's really been absolutely, I think, one of the mainstays of a lot of our better health. And then you incorporate, like Kathleen was talking about, the Neekin nutritions and the Neekin products that are available. You know, I almost think to myself, man, what would my health be like if I had never been introduced to Neekin? If Ruth had never started this call way many years ago, I look at where I am today and I think, and I'm, you know, and I go, wow, where would I be at 70 years of age? Where would I be if I had not had these particular products and this new knowledge that we're getting through the utilizing the journaling and what we're eating and exercising and why it's so important to drink so much water? And, you know, those are, you know, I think if for people that aren't on the call, they always hear, well, they should drink 8 ounces of water a day, but they really don't really understand why our water is so important to our body. And, you know, Neekin has come along with these wonderful water products that we had when they first even came out with them. They were great, and all they've done is just made them better and better and better. And, you know, and I just think of all the lives that Neekin has helped in regards to these products and being on a call like this. And I've always said, you know, if you're on this call and you don't hear anything today, well, it might be tomorrow that you're on the call that you hear something that could basically take your health and you flip it right around if that's what you're looking for. You don't necessarily need to be on the call to lose weight, or we're here to become healthier and share with one another through a support group on things that are important to us. And this the slide that's up there right now in regards to journaling, you know, that's just so important that we follow. We've given a path to have better health through doing certain things. And this journal that we have up here, if we can just stay and get as many of those points as we can on a daily basis, we're just going to be so much better off. And I know it's certainly working for me.
Ditto, Monty. This is Kathleen. And Mary Lou, you have just push me, and this last week I really did journal. I wrote down everything I ate, and I wrote down my weight, and I could tell some things. I ate some cashews because I was really hungry, and boy, the weight went up, and some things don't work so well. And but I'm thankful that you've kind of pushed, and by your example, you've been a good mentor to me that I am writing it all down, and how much water and what, and I can tell better where I am.
Oh, well, thanks.
Good.
Good. And, you know, we're not all going to get 10s every single day, that's for sure, but we're sure, you know, I'm not, I can't. I do, there's days, and boy, I applaud myself on the days that I get a 10, but, you know, the thing is, every little bit, every change that we're making is just helping us so much become healthier and healthier. And that journaling, I hear you, that's the hardest thing. And, you know, one year I paid, oh, wow, I can't even remember, thousands of dollars to go on a program that basically, you know, was just about the same here. I got weighed every single day. That's maybe why it cost so much. And every time I would get on a plateau, they'd start measuring me, and so I wouldn't get discouraged. But this is that one thing I always fell down on was the journaling. And so this time I'm doing it short and sweet because it is important. If we're hurting, we can go back and we can see, well, this is what I did wrong. This is probably what made that flare up, and if you do it again, then you'll know for sure that was it. So,
yes, and as I pass through the kitchen, that hand just reaches out for something if I'm a little hungry. And I never had a weight problem because I'd eat 3 meals a day, and now grab at something when you're tired and just keep running, and it's not healthy. And this really pinpoints it for us. And how you do need to have the healthy snack and the planet.
Good job.
And Ruth reminded me that there will be a refrigerator in the room when we get to the hotel in Texas. So if I can carry something that far, I'll have something to eat to sustain me a little bit.
Okay, good. Do we all have... I'm going to call today and make sure I've got one also.
Yeah, I think they all do, but I'm not sure.
Okay, good. Okay.
Well, the things
anybody
I hope
else?
Kathleen and Mary Lou and possibly Ruth, you know, while you're down there in Texas, that because of the way we're eating now and whatever, that you might come back with some great ideas for us that, you know, in regards to the snacks and the type of food that you're that are available to you and the situation. I think that'd be kind of nice to know about how things worked out. Because I know you're going to handle it good. But then again, that information that you give us is going to be better for each and every one of us when we travel, whether it's across the mountain or on a vacation or going to visit.
Yes, right now I'd like a bushel basket of somebody else's experience. What I'm sharing.
Well, I know we'll be safe as long as we've got our shakes. So.
Yes, that's true.
Does anybody have any ideas that's on the call, or maybe he hasn't spoken up yet, in regards to snacks that would be beneficial and healthy to for those people that are going?
Isn't that where the original Whole Foods market started?
I would think so. You know, there's places, you know, that's one of the things you might, I don't know what your transportation is going to be like when you get down there, and I'm sure you're not all driving down there, but, you know, there's always, you know, the good, nice thing about the Internet is you can plug things in and find out where a good store is that carries those kind of things. And, of course, most every store now carries organic-type foods. You know.
And the hotel concierge should put us right onto that.
There you go.
Yeah.
There's a prime example. If you get there, just go down and ask them.
We'll have a car, and I know Dennis and Ruth have probably got one, too, so. We'll manage.
We will. We're just better educated because we have this, and I'm so thankful.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're at the bottom of the hour. Is anybody got any questions or anything else they want to speak up about this morning?
I just looked up about Whole Foods, what Monty said. It did begin in, Whole Foods did begin in Austin, Texas.
That's what I thought.
In 1978.
Thank you. That must be Donna.
Yes. You are so valuable, Donna.
And it says, actually, the man who started it, he was a 25-year-old college dropout, Jim McKee, and his 21-year-old girlfriend, Renee Lawson. They borrowed $45,000 from family and friends to open a small natural food store called Safeway in Austin, Texas.
Called what?
Safeway.
S-A-R-W-E-Y.
But now they are Whole Foods. It is Whole Foods, I believe. And it seemed to me that when I was there before, we did go to Whole Foods, and that we did pick up quite a bit of food there.
Oh, that's great.
I would hope that would be safe there. And if it's not, then at least they'll at least know if when we ask, I think. Okay. Thank you very much, Donna, for that. And thank you, Kathleen, for sharing. And this is valuable, and it's certainly got my mind working because all I've been thinking about so far is what I'm going to pack. Now I need to think about what I'm going to eat.
Yeah. I'm not eating hamburgers anymore on the way.
Oh, dear.
Flying, that used to be something I could do at an airport or something, and it isn't anymore.
Mary Lou?
Yes?
When do you leave for
early tomorrow? Ah, okay. And I've got to tell you that because you kept reporting on the call how you and Larry were out walking, I told you before that I changed my walking habit. But it is really incredible because, you know, most of you know I live up here in the middle of the snow and all, and I tried to go out walking not too long ago, and it was just too icy and snowy, so I created a path to my house. But now I am walking 15 minutes. I have a pattern in my house where I walk 15 minutes twice a day. And I took, I don't know whether it was you or somebody on the call said you should get up and moving for 5 minutes every hour. Well, I don't make the every hour business, but I do at some point during the day get up and walk another 5 minutes, and then in the evening, like Ruth said, I take another 5 minutes just before I go to bed, and I walk another 5 minutes. So I'm essentially up and walking for 40 minutes a day, where 2 weeks ago I was not doing that. And I just want you to know it was because of this call and because of having the opportunity of listening to you that I finally got inspired. And do you know, I want to reverse my aging. I don't want to keep getting older and older. So at 73, I expect to be a lot younger by next year because of Mary Lou. Thank you.
Oh, because of the call. Great, Karen.
Yeah.
That's awesome, and that is true. It said, I got it out of an article, and it says, if you spend most of the day sitting down, you can raise your heart attack risk by 50 to 100%. It said, for long periods of time, fat circulates in your bloodstream longer, and your HDL, your good cholesterol, can't clear artery-clogging plaque from your system as well. Try to walk at least once an hour. A few times per hour is even better. And that's when I joked about maybe I should, instead of having a 20-ounce glass, I should cut back to my 8-ounce glass, and I'd get up and get more glasses of water. More pennies that way. So thanks, Karen. And it does make a difference, just those little changes. So great.
Well, and you know, all of us know that we need support from others, and we need ideas from others. And I feel like that this call has really been incredible for me. I just appreciate Ruth having the wisdom and knowledge to get this going again and taking it in a whole nother direction than what we've ever gone.
All right. Okay, well, tomorrow, same time, and Karen and Donna will be hosting our call tomorrow, and hope you all will join us again. If anybody comes up with any ideas for travel, be sure to bring those to the call as well.
Well, now, you won't be on the call tomorrow, right?
I might be listening on my cell phone. I'm going to load up slides you before I go.
This is Kathleen. How can I contact you, Mary Lou?
My phone?
Yes.
I'll give you my cell phone, 509-952.
Uh-huh.
528.
Thanks.
Mary Lou, I just...
All I got was 528 for the end. What's the rest?
6528.
6528.
Yep.
And hey, what was the prefix?
509-952-6528. It's my old Yakima number. I still have it.
Okay, it's 509-952.
Yep.
Okay, 6528. Oh, very good.
All right.
We love to have contact with you.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, everybody, have a great day. Make it a 10.
Thank you. You have a great one, too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks,
Bye.
Mary Lou.
Bye-bye.